Good morning, I'm Cassie Rising.
And I'm Elise Myers.
Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
We're just wrapping up homecoming week here at Garrigan. Our theme this year was the Wild Wild West, and everyone had a rip-roaring good time. As always, a highlight was the homecoming coronation and pep rally Wednesday night. When the votes were counted, this year's royalty were King Mark Garman and Queen Mackenzie Schindler.
This week began with floor construction on Sunday. The junior class recreated the Old West Saloon and Dance Hall, won top honors, with the sophomores and seniors tying for second place. The class also built hoops for the pep rally. The sophomores, juniors, and seniors all got perfect ratings. The seniors had 100% participation for all the special dress-up days, but all the other classes had creative ideas and good participation.
Some of the most memorable dress-up costumes came on Celebrity Day, which was last Thursday at school. People came as just about anyone you could imagine. President Obama, Colonel Sanders, the Pope, Darth Vader, Cindy Lou Who, the rock group Kiss, and Where's Waldo were just some of what we saw around school that day.
For the last 5 years, the biggest part of the class competition has been the class showdown. Where all four teams compete in a wide range of games and special events. The freshmen did very well this year, picking up surprise wins in the hot dog eating contest and the girls' tug of war. The sophomores didn't win any events, but had a string of second places, finishing to keep them strong in the competition. The junior class won trivia, girls' home run derby, the pie eating contest, and they tied with the seniors for kickball.
The senior class really dominated on game day. They won ultimate football, volleyball, boys' home run derby, video games, ping pong, boys' tug of war, and dodgeball, plus the Spiro Award for cheering loudest at the pep rally. While this was one of the closest class competitions in years, in the end, the seniors piled up enough points for an overall win.
Homecoming week is still going on. Today is Algona Band Day, and just like every year, the Bishop Garrigan Solid Gold Marching Band will be part of the parade and field competition. This year, the band's field show features music from the rock group Queen, like old favorites like Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Bohemian Rhapsody, and We Will Rock You. Good luck as they compete today to Mr. Ken Furjack and the band.
The music department continues to be busy next week. Next Wednesday is Catholic Choral Day, and the entire Garrigan Choir will be down in Fort Dodge that day for the annual Sioux City Diocese Catholic Choral Festival. Mrs. Linda Furjack and the choir will leave early in the morning, and there will be a concert in the evening featuring all the choirs from Catholic schools all over Northwest Iowa.
Garrigan's Christian Leadership in Action is also shifting into high gear. A big group of Garrigan students will be taking part in the Crop Walk tomorrow to help raise money to fight hunger, both at home and around the world. Mr. Rob Meister coordinates Christian Leadership in Action, which does a wide range of service projects throughout the year.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on one of our homecoming king candidates, Daniel Cranienbuehl. Here to tell you about him is Becca Malsbury.
While Daniel Cranienbuehl hasn't been one in the traditional clubs and activities, he has had a tremendous impact on all of us at Garrigan. Daniel has autism, a developmental disorder, and as we've grown up, we've seen him cope with that and with a physical disability. Daniel has taught us to see the world differently. He has shown us how someone who is practically nonverbal can communicate through smiles that warm our heart. Daniel's highlights in high school include going to prom last year and being on the homecoming court this fall. He will continue his education in the future, and he hopes to keep in touch with all his friends from Garrigan after high school.
Thanks, Becca. On our Garrigan calendar, there's Algona Band Day today. The parade will begin at 1 on State Street, and the Solid Gold Marching Band performs at 5:45 tonight on the Algona High Field.
Tomorrow, Christian Leadership will participate in the Crop Walk. In the morning, the dance squad will be serving a Belgian waffle breakfast at the Rashlow Center.
Monday, we will begin taking the Iowa Test of Educational Development. That night, sophomore football team plays at Eagle Grove. Then on Thursday, the volleyball team hosts St. Ed's and the cross country runs at Eagle Grove.
Wednesday is the Catholic Choral Festival. That morning, Student Council will do their Adopt a Highway project in Sexton. School dismisses at 1:30 on Wednesday for staff in service.
Next Thursday is Fall Fitness Day. We will have a special event to commemorate that here at Garrigan. The volleyball team plays at Algona High that night, and the freshman-sophomore football plays at Humboldt.
Next Friday is School Picture Day. The varsity football team plays North Iowa in Buffalo Center that night. Then next Saturday, there's the state marching band competition in Fort Dodge.
That's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.